There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML,
fix my life.
Danny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
Well, now that it's getting dark at like 3:30, just like that, running around, driving around, getting errands done, I'm noticing something in my neighborhood, and I'm wondering if it's similar in yours, because obviously we live in very different places. I'm seeing the Christmas lights already up and illuminated, Kenny. Yep. So I know you and your family, you basically bypass Thanksgiving. You don't even believe it exists.
I'm tired of fighting for Thanksgiving when Thanksgiving won't fight for itself. I'm like a bitter Browns fan when it comes to Thanksgiving. I fought for you for years and I give up.
So are you like those people in my community? Are you already ready to go with the Christmas lights?
Yeah, I'm getting ready to put them up on Sunday. We have a family gathering on Saturday for a joint birthday party between my mother-in-law and my son, which sounds like they're going to fight each other, for both of them.
Well, it's a gathering.
Yeah, grandma versus grandson. It's going to be a punch palace at the Carmen household. And then on Sunday and probably Monday, I'm going to, because I got 2 days, I'm going to put up the Christmas lights.
Well, I've always thought, like, you could clearly see the Christmas, unless you just put one of those lights.
The big spotlight,
changes colors, or whatever, which I always think look nice. I'm being told now and later in life it's very tacky. I don't know. You be the judge of that.
I think that's in now.
Is it really? Because it's the easiest thing to do.
What are you talking about? Like, well, there's like, my neighbor has like
a projector onto your house.
Oh, no. I thought you meant like.
I, as a kid, thought that was the coolest thing in the world. And as I got older, people were like, ooh, yeah, we don't do that.
I thought you meant the big spotlights in different colors. Like, I got a neighbor and he does like a different strobe thing and it's kind of nice. Either way, I'm sorry. I messed it up.
Well, that's called a rave, Ken.
No, yeah, I mean, those have been fun in my life.
I'm fine with you putting up your lights this weekend when it's the Browns bye week. You've got some downtime. What I'm not fine with, when I drove home the other night and four houses down from me, their lights are on already. And I know you're right, it's dark at 5:30 now. But it's also November. It was November 5th. And we had Christmas lights on, the only one on the street.
It does seem like the more elaborate these lighting systems are, people want to get their bang for their buck. Yeah. They don't want to just do it in the month of December.
Well, this was not an elaborate scheme. This was I know my child said he went by the house and they had 10 guys out there, so they must have paid somebody to come help them, or you know, family, friends or whatever, but it happened almost overnight. It was over afternoon. They did it in one day during the middle of the week, and then I see Christmas lights on a day when it is unseasonably warm, but it was 78 degrees as I'm driving by.
That's what makes it weird. That does feel out of place. The fact that it is so warm, it's so nice out, that leaves are still on the trees in many places.
I can appreciate you, Ken, putting up your lights this week and you cannot turn them on.
I thought about that.
Wow, that is interesting.
I think the weather's got to turn a little bit. I think it's got to get a little crisper outside. It was a little warm earlier last week, and I got to admit, when it's in the seven. I mean, it was 78 one day earlier this week. And I'm going, nah, this ain't the time for Christmas lights. I have to admit, I think you're right. Now, if it were to be, is there a day it's going to be like 50 next week?
I'm looking right now. The lows will get to 46, 42, 47, 45.
Well, lows are overnight. 39. I'm not out there at night.
Yeah, but at the same time, like you do think when those lights go on and it's 8 o'clock at night, you know, that there could be a chill in the air. But the highs are still going to be in the mid to upper 50s. For another week.
We're going to have to move the calendar at some point. Like, this is going to have to be October. We're going to have to make a concerted effort to put an extra month in one of these years and just move the calendar. And this will be, I think I'm serious about this. This will be October. Next month will be November.
I'll just change the name of it.
And move them forward a month.
That's what we do with the clocks. They just call it a different time.
The weather's changing. And if I can't get, I mean, it'll be the 15th. Friday the 15th, it'll be 53 degrees, high of 53. I might turn them on then.
Well, it is great, too. Is there something about the nostalgia of putting up your lights and you're in a light windbreaker, maybe? You're not fully coated up where it would be, you know, in years past, it'd be 38, 40 degrees right now, and you're spending the day outside in the chilly temperatures.
But not only that, Owen, it's the fact what I am blown away by is these people that had their incredibly comprehensive Halloween decorations, that would normally take how long to take those down? Like, it's a lot to do.
Putting them up is way worse than taking them down. Taking them down, you can rip them off right there if you really want to go crazy with it.
But my point is, they're not just doing that. They're taking that down, and then either on the same day or the very next day, the Christmas stuff is going up, and I'm like, doesn't anybody work anymore? I'm amazed that people have the time to do all this.
That's your new half hour you've been working on.
That's right. That is.
I'll tell you this.
And the storage. Where do they have the storage? That's what I'm blown away by.
When you are the first person to take down those lights on any decoration, usually Halloween and Christmas are the big ones, you feel like you are the best person ever, and that's when you really smell your own farts, and that's like you are satisfied. I had to drive to Northwest real quick. I had to drive to Canal Fulton. I woke up Saturday morning and I took down my Halloween decorations. November 2nd, these are going down. Get rid of them. It was 8 a.m., got rid of them, got in the car, drove out there because I couldn't take my truck because I backed into a fire hydrant, drove out to Canal Fulton, and I mean, I'm passing on. Wow, your Halloween decorations are still up? You're just going to leave these Halloween decorations?
All of a sudden.
Saturday morning, 9 a.m., Halloween decorations are just still up, huh? Okay. All right, just you're fine with letting your entire neighborhood's property values go down? That's something. Okay. All right. The sense of satisfaction you get.
I think next year we got to put a levy out there.
Yeah. It's a smug feeling.
Take down your lights. That's the levy.
Just that. Yeah.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.